This past Friday, the 13th, 2013, the radio program Democracy Now! Devoted the entire show to interviewing Robert Reich, providing us with a good opportunity to unpack and examine some key economic and political propaganda for the class system. And Reich has given us a fresh illustration of an old tactic, maybe we should call Mulberry Bush, because for an economist, there to talk about the economy and promote a film about the economy, he said remarkably little about the economy. But before beginning, I have to say that I find Amy Goodman a mystery. I can't decide whether she's made her limited pact with the devil or with us. Either way, her program often provides both good information and lots of propaganda. And as we'll see, she may also have invented a version of this Mulberry Bush propaganda tactic that we could call coitus flirtatious, i.e. pretending to dance with truth while in fact undermining it. Could it be that others write the words she speaks and she lacks a moral compass? For instance, just now I heard a left pundit, I'm not talking about her, use the phrase intercommunal violence. Now that's such blatant propaganda, it was startling to hear her say it. But she gave no sign that she recognized its significance. And that phrase, it's funny, when I first started using that word a lot, I would hear that phrase. And then I didn't hear it for a while. You know, we gotta pay attention. We're back to this intercommunal violence crap. Trying to reclaim that word communal from us. We have to pay attention to how they use words to con and control and claim the universe, the earth, for themselves. And we really have to get our own lexicon going, right? So that if we're ever in conversations, we can clarify, no, communal means this. No, freedom means this. Leisure means this. So that we can spread the good news. I remember when I was hawking books, a woman who I realized by the end of our encounter had presented many tells of being an intelligencer, asked me if I would consider being interviewed in a video she was calling Extinction. And my reaction was almost visceral. I'd never be part of something with that name, I told her. I believe we're being prepared to accept a very dark future. And I was very disappointed in Denzel Washington for participating in that apocalyptic film. Because I believe the opposite is true, that our future will be bright, because rooted in the soil of the free gifts expressed by every single one of us.